Thank you.
Woo! Brendan!
What?
Ow! Muffin! You're awesome!
Thanks, Josh. Thank you. You know, as a storyteller, sometimes people ask me where I get material from. A lot of my material comes from parents. Parents are crazy. I've known people before they've had kids and after they've had kids, and they're not the same. You lose a measure of sanity when you have children. You start to say and do things that don't even make sense to other parents. My first brush with this happened when I was really young. I was about 5 years old. We used to go over my brothers and my parents. We used to go over my parents' friends' places. Jill and Tony. Now Jill and Tony had kids too. One of them was Freddie. Freddie was 3, and he was my first brush with a real wild kid. You'd ask Freddie what his name was, and he'd grit his teeth. You'd ask him how he was doing, and he'd run out of the room, and he'd hear something break. Freddie was like a 3-foot-high weather system, dangerous and erratic. One morning, we're all in Jill and Tony's living room, and Freddie comes running into the room, and he clocks my older brother in the face. Bam! My mom yells at him, "Hey, Freddie, don't do that!" Freddie gnashes his teeth. He runs out of the room. And my mom yells after him, "Hey, Freddie, you come back here and apologize!" And Freddie's dad comes in, and he says, "Hey, Maureen, what's going on?" "Your son just hit my son, Tony." And Tony says, "Hey, what do you want?" "I want a tough baby." He wants a tough baby. Not one of those emo toddlers that stay home on Friday night reading poetry. But a tough baby. A tough baby. A baby that lives hard lifting weights in an underground unlicensed gym. Destined to grow up and produce more tough babies. Great job, Tony. Way to go. Hey there, tough baby. You see something you don't like? You see something you don't understand? Just hit it. That's what the cavemen did. And look how far we've come. Look at your dad. A lot of parents like to talk smack when the kids aren't around. And that's actually a popular trait. I used to work for a national child care company. I was on the phone a lot with parents, and I was on the phone one day with this lady from Queens. "Okay, is Anthony Antony?" "Excuse me?" "Antony. That's his name. You don't have to make it sound like we have fine china in front of us with the Anthony. Antony. Antony. There you go." "All right. Does Antony have any allergies?" "Oh, this kid's strong. Let me tell you something. He's built just like his father. He's built. You see, he's strong as an ox." "Okay, no allergies." "You know, he looks like an ox." "Excuse me?" "Oh, yeah." "Does Andy have any special needs or restrictive conditions?" "Restrictive conditions? Yeah, you tell him he needs to learn to keep his big mouth shut." "Well, I'll leave it up to you to let your local center know about that." "Well, that's fine, but this kid's a big boy. Let me tell you something. 12 years old, okay? 5'7", 275 pounds. He's going to be exempt from that goddamn center. Exempt!" Not to be outdone, my parents are crazy too. My mom used to teach religion out of our dining room. No, that's not why she was crazy about it. That's not why she was crazy. But the church just let some teachers teach from home. And it wasn't that many kids. It was maybe 5 or 6 of them around the dining room table. Well, one night she's teaching religion, and a few of the kids start giggling. And as any good teacher would, she's ignoring them at first, but then she realizes why they're giggling. You see, the aroma coming in from the hallway was strong and pungent. She excuses herself, walks out of the dining room, through the kitchen, down the hall, and up to the bathroom door. Knock, 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 knock. "Yeah, I'll be right out. Hey, I don't know if my wife told you, we got another bathroom downstairs. Walk down the hall, open this door." "Maureen? Aren't you about to say teach her religion? Open the door." And he did. She walks in, slams the door behind her. "Are you kidding me? You're in here smoking a joint? I'm not like teaching religion? They don't know what this is." "Come on, what are they, 9, 10 years old? Try 13, and old enough to know what that smells like. Come on, man, why can't you smoke that outside? What if they go home and tell their parents?" "They'd probably come by and ask for some." Come on, they do this just like we do it.
Yeah?
Well, not during the gospel. Now, if any of the kids did go home and tell their parents about it, none of them would call my dad out on it. So maybe they really did smoke weed. Now, as I said, it wasn't just my dad. My mom was crazy, too. One afternoon, I'm sitting in the living room, and I'm watching TV. My mom comes downstairs, and she says, "Turn that off. I need you to go up to CVS and get a few things for me." Now, I'm 16 years old, and I'm busy being unemployed and watching Big Little Gorilla, you know, so I don't want to go with this much. But the hell, I'm not doing anything, right? So I grab the list. What do we got here? Okay, we got cigarettes, pantyhose, milk, and the last item. Here's a 20, Brendan. Bring me back change. Mom, I can't get this last thing here. Why not? Because it's embarrassing. I don't know anything about that stuff. Brendan, I was very specific. It's exactly what I'm looking for.
Come on, you know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get down to the store. What you're looking for isn't gonna be there. I'm gonna be embarrassed. I'm not gonna know what to do. Why can't you go?
Why can't you do me a solid, Brendan? Why don't you guys ever just say, "Sure, Mom, no problem. Do I pitch you more when you need something? I carried you around my body for 9 months. Give me a break." All right.
I'll go.
Buying cigarettes since I was 5 and now this. What? Nothing. So I get on my bike, ride up to CVS, lock it up outside, walk in, and the blood rushes from my face. "Hi, Brendan." My God. Alexandra was working in the register. I knew Alexandra in first grade. She moved away. Now she was back. And Alexandra was now cool. She was now fun. There was now a lot more of her in two particular zones. And after all these years, she still remembered my name. So instinctively, I hit the list. "Are you ready for school this year?" "Yeah. Alexandra's school. You know I love it to be ready for it." "Are you having a good summer?" "Yeah, summer. It's a warm out there. And you're working this summer. Are you having a good before school time?" And she laughed and flipped back her hair. And I said, "I gotta go right now, Alexandra. I gotta go shop. And I'm going to kill my mother." She sends me up to Mount Olympus for an item short of the story made at Copac High. But then again, maybe it's cool. Really, all I have to do is buy a box that's purple and pink with a woman on the front going like this. Maybe it'll be right. And I'll buy the item in the pharmacy, right in the back of the store. So this way, Alexandra and her hotness will never be the wiser. It could work. It had to work. So I turn down the aisle that makes all men cringe. Incidentally, this is the second version of this aisle. Guys, what's the one aisle when you're a little kid that you don't turn down in Toys R Us?
Barbie.
The Barbie aisle. The pink aisle. This is the second version for the adults, the Barbie aisle. So, 16 years old, ignoring every adolescent thought in my mind, and I begin comparing the items on the shelf with the item on the list. Okay, so what do we got here? This is the Barbie to do this. Okay, yeah. So we got softness, absorbency, durability.
Excuse me?
Oh, I really thought you were somebody else, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Are you in the right aisle, young man?
Nah, but I'm looking for this. Oh, well, milk is on aisle two. No, not milk. The bottom of the list. Oh. Yeah, we don't have this right now. Of course you don't. Whoa, hold on.
Hey, Phil?
Whoa. What are you doing? Well, Phil works in the store. I'm going to see if we have any in stock. But we don't have to get anybody else involved in this, do we? Oh, don't be silly.
Hey, Phil?
Yeah?
The Slenders! Always Slenders, you got any in the back?
Which ones?
Oh, God, I'm waiting.
The Slenders! Always Slenders, you got any in the back? All we got out here are the wings.
And I'm looking up at the front of the store, right? I mean, is Alexandra calling her friends? Are they destroying me at Copac High? I turn around and the old lady's gone, right? Presumably to help her friend Phil look. I turn back around and the woman has appeared with a gigantic package on her shoulder like a boombox. I know you wanted the 22-pack, huh?
hon, but the 100 assortment is the only one we got back there. The 100 assortment? Lady, I'm on a bike. How am I supposed to carry that? Oh, did you want us to call you a cat? Alexander, shh! I don't want you to call me a cat. Thank you. Well, you can't pay for those in pharmacy.
Why not?
Because we don't have bags that big in pharmacy. You have to take it up front. Alexander will ring you up.
Of course she will. This was it. This is how I was going to die. In the feminine products aisle of CVS with a half gallon of milk in one hand and a 100 assortment of always pads in the other. Maybe when I die, Alexandra will be kneeling over me, her tears splashing off of her perfect breasts onto my face below. So Roman, so tragic. But I didn't die. She rang the item up like it was a candy bar, right? Have a good summer. It did nothing for me though, man. I went out into the parking lot and my face is just beet red, like a red pepper. Oh, and here's an interesting fact. When you're on a bike with a 100 pack of always pads hanging off your left handlebar, you can't make left turns. I fell twice. And when I got home, my mom wanted to know why the bottom of the bag was scuffed up. Then she asked me where the cigarettes were. On the ride back up to CVS, I realized that it was my mom's fault. She was crazy. When I grow up and I have kids, I'll be crazy. And thinking back now, I realized that I wouldn't have it any other way. My name's Brendan Schneider.